لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we select one ayah of Quran and we talk about its background. We talk about sabab of nuzul, the reason of the revelation. And we also talk about message what that very particular ayah contains. Be with us from start to end, inshallah, you'll be learning a lot. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. Because Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has been reported to have said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. Another beautiful hadith of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, which Imam Bukhari alayhi rahmah has brought in his Bukhari. The very first hadith and part of that hadith is, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Our actions are based upon intentions. So, first of all, I would like to make intentions myself because I am presenting this program. I make this intention, I will present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected viewers, the more intentions one makes for a particular task or good deed, he can easily multiply his reward. Alhamdulillah, those they have got knowledge of intentions, they can easily increase their reward. You can also make an intention, you will vote this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer. And that you will remember what you learn. First of all, you will listen with utmost concentration. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. Respected viewers, it's a very good idea to invite people towards righteousness. You ask your family members, children, kids, they can come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this very short and brief program of about maybe 15 minutes or so. And at the end, you will realize how much you would have learned and gained, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. With all these good intentions, let's start our topic of the day. Today we'll be talking about a beautiful verse of Holy Quran, which is in Surah Ma'idah.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum idh hamma qawmun an yabsutu ilaykum aydiyahum fakaffa aydiyahum ankum wattaqullah wa'ala allahi falyatawakkalil mu'minun.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, remember Allah's favor upon you when a nation desired to stretch out their hands against you. He henceforth restrained their hands from you, and fear Allah, and Muslims must rely upon Allah only. Respected viewers, this very beautiful ayah of Quran is starting from Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Before I go towards the topic, I would like to just talk a little bit about this very beautiful and starting part of the sentence of this ayah of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing to believers. And this address is for believers. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Respected viewers, in Holy Quran, there are many verses which start with this. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Approximately 80 or 86 plus ayahs of Quran. Now, this address is for believers. This message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directly addressed to you, to me, to all the believers right now. They're watching and listening for us. But the question arises, have we read at least those ayahs of Quran which are directly addressed to us? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent a message for us. No example suits best for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just to make you understand, if your boss sends you a message and you do not see that message, you do not read it, you ignore it 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, what will happen? when you go to your work and you face your boss, and if he asks you that I sent you a message, a day passed, 2, 3, 4 days passed, and you've yet not even opened and seen that message, respect viewers, how embarrassed would we feel? And do you think, will any excuse satisfied our boss? As I said, no example suits best Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just I'm giving you a food of thought on the day of judgment. If just this is asked, did you read the message of Quran, which was sent for you? Allahu Akbar. We are very much detached from Quran. Just in Ramadan, we open, we kiss it, we read it, we close it. And rest of the Ramadan, we don't even gain blessings from Quran. Respect viewers of Madani Channel, this is book of Hidayah. This is book which has been sent down for Hidayah, for the entire humanity. But we, being believers, should have more attachment with this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at least we should learn it properly. And at least we should focus on those ayahs of Quran which are directly addressing us by this command or this phrase, O believers, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. I hope this very short message will give us an understanding. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will have this passion to read Quran, to learn Quran, to understand Quran, and then to implement Quran, so that for the day of judgment, when I am presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm not embarrassed. Now come back to our topic. This very verse, what was the sabab of nuzul? And let me just read that translation again, so we are again connected to where we were. O believers, remember Allah's favor upon you. When a nation desired to stretch out their hands against you, He henceforth restrained their hands from you. And fear Allah, and Muslims must rely upon Allah only. Speaking of this, Shani Nazul, reason for the revelation of this ayah is that once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stayed somewhere in a journey. Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum rested under the shade of different trees. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam hanged his blessed sword on a branch of a tree. When an Arabi, a person from a village, you can call an Arabi, he got the opportunity and he came quietly and he took that sword of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in his hand and he took out and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who will save you from me now? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, subhanallah. That Arabi said 2-3 times that who will save you from me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied every time, Allah. And Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came and made the sword fell on the ground from his hands. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam held the sword and said, who will now save you from me? Allahu Akbar. He said, no one can save me. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam called companions alayhim ridwan, sahaba ikram, and mentioned the account of that Arabi, that person who was sitting next to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And then rahmati alam, merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam forgave that person. Allahu Akbar. Can anyone give this example of mercy? Allahu Akbar. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in control to take revenge. Allahu Akbar. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave him. Respected viewers, this tells us the great attribute of merciful Prophet, Ra'uf and Rahim Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, we also learn the authority of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. We also learn the tawakkul of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that my Rabb Azza wa Jal will save me. Allahu Akbar. And we also learn the madad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Sayyidina Jibreel Ameen. Allahu Akbar. This is the shan, this is the status of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. And this favor is being reminded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believers. And we should rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also build tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All our matters. And we should realize, understand, recognize the shan, the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, with another beautiful topic. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran.